This next story is about where certain viruses are hiding around the world. Scientists have some new information about that and about how many might be out there. NPR's Michaeline Ducliffe says the number is surprising.
Here's a question for you. Where do new human viruses come from, like Ebola and Zika? Kevin Olivol at EcoHealth Alliance says the answer is surprisingly simple.
Most of these come from wild mammals.
Wild mammals. That includes exotic creatures like chimpanzees in Cameroon, but also just your run-of-the-mill rodents in the Midwest. Olivol and his colleagues study the ecology of diseases, and for the past decade, they have been trying to figure out how many viruses are hiding in animals worldwide. They've scoured studies and analyzed databases, and then added them all up.
We're talking about almost 600 viruses, so 586 unique viruses are in the data set, and about under 800 mammal species, roughly.
600 viruses sounds like a lot, but here's the thing. That's just the viruses that we know about. Olivol and his team then took their analysis one step further.
We predict how many more viruses are out there on the planet, and where should we go to look for those?
So what's the answer? How many more viruses are out there?
We expect there's hundreds of thousands of viruses out there. Things that...
Wait. 100,000 viruses are out there?
Yeah, very likely.
Olivol and his team published the results in the journal Nature. They estimate that most of these viruses are in the tropics. For instance, bat viruses are concentrated in the Amazon, and monkey viruses are primarily in Central Africa and Southeast Asia. But the U.S. isn't exempt.
For rodent viruses, there's actually some sort of hot spots within the U.S.
Specifically, the researchers predict there's a bunch of rodent viruses on the western side of the Rocky Mountains. And this finding actually matches up with results from another study, which found a hotspot for rodent viruses in the Midwest, in Nebraska and Kansas. Okay, before you hop up and buy a bunch of hand sanitizer, or get angry at that squirrel outside your window, Barbara Hahn, a disease ecologist at the Carey Institute, says there's really no reason to be alarmed.
I mean, I wouldn't go snuggle up with a rodent, but I wouldn't be afraid.
Because she says these viruses have likely been hanging out in Midwestern mice and voles for many, many years, causing no problems at all. How many of these viruses do we really need to worry about?
So that is the golden question, right? I mean, we want to know not just how many we're missing and we don't know about, but we want to know the ones that are going to be a problem, the ones that are posing the risk to humans.
To do that, we have to do more than just map out where viruses are. We have to actually figure out what makes that Ebola virus decide one day it's going to jump from a gorilla into a person. Michaeline Ducliffe, NPR News.